All right, folks, today is January 13th. That means two things. First, we are almost 1 week into the LA wildfires. They started on last Tuesday. That means tomorrow is the 1 week mark. Second thing is that today's my birthday. Yes, I was born on January the 13th. I was actually born on Friday the 13th. I should be much unluckier than I am, but I consider myself relatively lucky. Thank you to anyone who sent me a birthday message on, wherever. And feel free to leave a comment below. Business as usual for me, though. I just, same thing I always do on my birthday is try and get as much work done as possible. So what's going on? There is a slight amount of hysteria tonight specifically because of this right here. This is the particularly dangerous situation that was instituted on, I want to say, Saturday. It was either Saturday or Sunday. So they let us know that there's going to be more high winds in these areas, specifically where is surrounded in this pink line right here. This is basically all of the San Fernando Valley, a little bit of Ventura County, Western Santa Monica Mountains, Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley. This is a pretty big space that they have selected. It doesn't necessarily include much of Pasadena, which has already been just completely pummeled. The scenes there, we've all seen them. It's very bad. So luckily they won't be dealing with even more brutal wind because the fire in Eaton Canyon is not completely contained yet. As far as I know, neither of these major fires are. The Eaton Canyon or the Palisades fire is still not contained. They're not raging out of control like they were throughout last week, which is obviously fantastic news, but there are major, major risks for tonight. So while the wind is not going to be as extreme as it was last week, as you can see here, 45 to 70 mile per hour gusts. On Tuesday, the night that everything broke out, they were quoting 60 to 100 mile per hour gusts, which is basically a hurricane with fire. Hurricane level winds with embers blowing everywhere is what we saw last week. This week, we're going to see a lot of wind. That will definitely bring up the potential for a lot of the fires to spring back up and possibly grow. And worst case scenario is that new fires start, right? That's the worst thing that could happen. There's a couple things we're going to take a look at today. The first is that they released some photos of the mugshots of looters in Santa Monica. But before that, we're going to take a look at this, which I found very interesting for a couple of reasons. Take a look. Just in, photos of at least one person arrested for impersonating a firefighter in the Palisades fire evacuation area yesterday. Impersonator was accompanied by another individual who was also arrested. Now, take a look at this. This guy, if I'm not mistaken, let's see if I can open this in a new tab. Look at this. Am I tripping or is that an e-scooter? This right here, is this guy riding a super powerful e-scooter? So what we're looking at is a guy on a Grom and then a guy on an e-scooter like this. This reminds me of the Roadster e-scooter, which is a $5,000 scooter. I can't really tell. It's hard to see from this picture, but it looks like a very powerful electric scooter, which is not cheap. So assuming this guy bought this scooter and didn't steal it, maybe he did. There's no photos of his face, obviously. And supposedly these two are accomplices. I don't know if that's fully confirmed, but it's not unrealistic to say this guy might be a viewer. If he rides electric vehicles, I mean, I don't know. It's very possible. I'll just go ahead and leave it at that. But they got this photo, which they did a really bad job of blacking him out. I'm just now noticing. You can kind of make out his face through there. I don't know who officially released these photos, but they're here on the internet, so we're taking a look at them. There's two guys back here in the background on e-bikes, too. Looks like they're just trying to go down PCH. From what I've seen, tons of people are trying to get into these areas on e-bikes. Tons. They're trying to get back there on e-scooters, e-bikes, electric bikes of any kind, e-motos, bicycles, just regular old bikes. So it's a weird scene over here. This is not a place that you want to be for any reason unless you are trying to actively conduct in, volunteer work, but that's not even a possibility because as far as I know, there's no volunteer work to be done at this time. So that happened. I thought that was interesting. We kind of have a better shot of the scooter. Like, it's kind of weird looking, right? He's got these big lights on it. Like, he wasn't really trying to be low key, if you ask me. And if he was, well, and he didn't do a great job because this stands out extremely. Why would you wear a firefighter jacket and then ride on this thing? Like, that's something that I don't get. Be honest, I don't get it. Pretty much the opposite of staying low key, if you ask me. Jacket looks very official though. It says Butte. Anyone know what jacket this is that has that logo right there? There's California. So yeah, that happened. If anyone's got an ID on this guy who rides electric vehicles in LA, feel free to let him know in the comments that here we can almost make his face out. Whoever did a job blacking this out, they just did a terrible job. It's like they didn't even try. Maybe that's intentional. I can't really tell. But he definitely looks like an older gentleman. There's a variety of theories I heard about who this guy is and why he did this. He definitely doesn't look like he doesn't know what he's doing, right? For him to get arrested, I don't know what they found on him. There wasn't really any details about that in this little blurb. But I mean, I don't know. It's actually baffling. Part of it is that I refuse to believe that there are people trying to loot in these circumstances. Like, it's so bad. Like, it's so bad. It's so scummy. How are you, how is this a circumstance where you think about looting? Like, it's not even like you're going to, okay, looting of all types is bad, right? It's just bad. But, like, you can kind of, you know, but to me, like, it makes more sense when it's, like, a city is burning down and people are, like looting Target, right? It's still bad, right? It's still bad. I'm not justifying it. It's still bad. But it is, you could probably agree with me that it is 1,000 times more heartless to loot somebody's burning house and their last surviving possessions after they had to evacuate and they don't have the opportunity to come back. You are illegally crossing into their property to steal stuff after it's already burned down. There's some the crumbs and remnants of their life, right? Pretty sick. I don't know. That's bad. Bad on you and Grom guy. Yeah. You're in trouble, hopefully. Maybe they'll just get caught and released. I don't know. It sounds like from the other story we saw the other day, the Kamala Harris two dudes who tried to get into her house just got let loose. This is from Fox 11 Los Angeles. Let's go ahead and take a look at this.
43, welcome back. On this Monday, the Santa Monica Police Department has arrested a number of burglary suspects near the evacuation zone.
Officers say the men who provided false IDs to them were in possession of burglary tools. They also had the Watch Duty app open on their phone so they could track evacuation zones. Detectives say the thieves are not from Santa Monica and traveled to the disaster area from out of town, specifically to...
Oh, so they were together. Homes.
The department has arrested at least 39 suspicious people illegally in the evacuation zones since the start of the fires.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
There's our other friend right here.
A man who is actually impersonating a firefighter. Look at this. They say that he was sitting on a curb.
Wait, this guy, bro, he's got a 360 camera on. There's no way that this guy was about to go make content about looting.
Oh my God, bro. Oh my God.
He was trying, there's...
What is happening?
He was going to make TikToks about looting, and that would not surprise me one bit. Like, it really wouldn't. It genuinely would not surprise me at all if this guy was trying to make short-form content about getting back there and seeing what is, like, on the ground, you know? Maybe, this is the best case scenario for these two dudes. Maybe they were trying to say, like, no, we're just trying to make content. Like, right? Like, it's either that or, like, because I'm just trying to understand, why would you film the crimes you're committing? There's no other, like, explanation, right? Well, that is a 360 camera. If you haven't seen the weird thing sticking out of his chest right here on the right, that's a 360 camera. So it's like, there's some form of him trying to document what's happening. And if he was, like, full-blown committing crimes, I feel like you wouldn't want to record a 360 degree view on your chest of what you're doing. That's just me, but I don't know. Maybe they had some other intentions of what they're trying to do. Whatever the case is, they are no nonsense in the Palisades area right now. Just stay away from it. Don't try to go out there and explore. Don't try and see what's going on. Just now is not the time. It's just not. So unfortunately for these two guys,
he was okay, only to discover that he was in handcuffs. Deputies say they caught him burglarizing a home. Several others have been arrested for violating curfew, and two people are in custody after attempting to set other fires.
What? Wait, they caught that guy? I gotta hear this again.
Only to discover that he was in handcuffs, sitting on a curb.
So this is the guy we saw in the video where the head of the sheriff's department said he went to go check on him, and then he realized he was in cuffs.
When I was out there in the Malibu area, I saw a gentleman that looked like a firefighter, and I asked him if he was okay because he was sitting down. I didn't realize we had him in handcuffs.
Discover that he was in handcuffs. Deputies say they caught him burglarizing a home. Several others have been arrested.
So they caught that guy burglarizing a home. I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. I can't believe. Nothing shocks me anymore. I don't surprised. I'm not surprised that people are, the degeneracy is becoming displayed in its entirety. Actually, not surprised one bit. Now here's this. This is actually truly upsetting. This is a video that was getting spread around. The original caption I see here, well, look who's looting. This is just X slop, just people just trying to start beef on X. Like, it's like a full-time job for some people, it seems like, to go on X and try and, like, create race arguments. So, it's this guy who was later Discover to just be carrying belongings out of a house, right? Just carrying belongings out of a house. All these people are carrying belongings out of a house. I guess they think there's no diversity in Pasadena. I guess this was framed as if it's people just looting a house, and it's not. It's not. It's not. It was confirmed multiple times by multiple sources that this is not just people looting a house, right? They're just carrying things out because everything around them is on fire, and it was framed as if it was people looting. Even more ridiculous, they then link this, which is Santa Monica, but this clip up here is Pasadena. I don't know. There's just, like, I mentioned yesterday that the ocean of misinformation is just beginning. Like, it's just starting. This fire, just like everything else that happens nowadays, like literally everything, is just one big politicized circus. It's only going to get worse in the next couple of weeks. If you are someone who falls easily for misinformation, well, guess what? You got a lot of things coming your way in the next couple of months. It's not going to stop or slow down anytime soon. It's only going to accelerate. Even in my own comment section yesterday, there were some people who said that the AI video, if they didn't look twice, they probably would have believed that it was real. Just like I'm at a loss for words at some of this stuff, folks. I don't know. All right, now we're going to watch a couple videos. This one's called Dozens Arrested for Looting in Fire-Ravaged Neighborhoods. This involves the firefighter guy.
Extreme fire danger. Los Angeles County and Ventura County now under the highest level threat warning. Treacherous Santa Ana winds returning once again, whipping up extremely dangerous weather as crews battle to contain existing wildfires. And welcome to a brand new hour of America's Newsroom. I'm Dana Perino.
One and two, partner.
Good morning.
Here we go again, right? Watching the hour, watching the forecast, watching the wind. I'm Bill Hemmer. Good morning at home. You've got critical weather conditions potentially fueling yet again the growth of new and existing fires.
Hopefully
National
not.
Weather Service issued red flag warnings, destructive and life-threatening.
So here's what's going on. Me, as in myself, I'm like in this area. I'm up here where it's like really red. Yeah, a little concerning. So that's that. Where the big fires started and sprung out are here in this blue area. So that's probably good because the currently existing fires will not get larger. And over here, kind of. So it's a little like bluish, purplish. Now these red areas, there are currently not wildfires to my knowledge in these areas. This is all in a few hours from right now as I'm recording this. So I will obviously update you guys tomorrow with what's going on. But I mean, the most we could do is hope that new fires do not spring up. And that is a possibility. That is what they are warning against in these red areas. That is where we have the potential for new wildfires. And people live in all these areas, not necessarily up here. This is all kind of like mountain range, forestry. There's some people who live here, like here and there, but you know, this is where like most people live. And it happened to be like where the two biggest fires were. There were lots of people who lived in those two places. Regardless, we're hoping they don't break out fires where people live.
Picking up from today through Wednesday thus far this week.
Meanwhile, security is high in the affected fire zones.
There it is.
Law enforcement making dozens of arrests for suspected looting.
Hey, they didn't blur his face right there. We can kind of see his face. It definitely is a middle-aged gentleman. I'd say like in his late 40s and maybe 50s. What are you doing looting, man? What are you doing looting? I was actually about to say, I get it. I don't get it. What are you doing looting?
He is high in the affected fire zones. Law enforcement making dozens of arrests for suspected looting. The LA County Sheriff with a stern warning for anyone trying to take advantage of this ongoing disaster.
Regarding any illegal activity that may be occurring in these areas, don't do it. The fact that anyone takes advantage of anyone is in any legal
advantage of this ongoing disaster.
I'm just going to pause here. I'm just going to say it. The looting is such a small part of taking advantage of this disaster. The overall number of people looting is still small, although this guy sucks and so does anyone else getting caught looting. The bigger problem that we're going to talk about is the landlords that are price gouging on apartments in the West LA area and in the lower Pasadena area and in the greater Los Angeles area. Rents going up in LA is not like a new phenomenon, but there are some egregious reports of price gouging that we're going to take a look at. And that's actually taking advantage without consequence. That's actually really bad. Yeah, I want to point that out. We're going to talk about that next, but
regarding any illegal activity that may be occurring in these
areas. That just reminded
areas,
me of that.
Don't do it. The fact that anyone takes advantage of anyone who's been victimized already, whether it is burglary, looting, or any other crime, whether it's a scam of some kind that you're conjuring up to make money off of the poor people that have been involved in this.
National correspondent Griff Jenkins, bro, is live in Malibu. The
scammers never rest, huh?
And what do you see, Griff?
Scammers take no days off, ever.
Well, Dana, I see widespread damage and destruction, just charred remains of homes and buildings. But you mentioned the looting there. There were four more arrests yesterday, bringing the total number of looters to 39 in the Malibu and Pacific Palisades area. But
I can't believe the number's going up.
Coming up here. You know, whoever lived in these homes, Dana, must have woken up every day and said, I've got it made. I've got everything.
I'm going to be honest, though. I'd be pretty scared just to live there in the first place. I mean, yeah, that is true. That is like I got it made home, but that's real close to the water, huh? I never really understood, like, people who want to live so close to the beach that they're on the beach, like, that you look down underneath your balcony of outside your backyard and the water is directly below you. That's like it's a little scary. That's like how this house looks, too. I mean, it still sucks to burn down.
They have nothing. You can see the steel I-beams in the foundation. It's just rubble, and it goes for miles up the iconic, beautiful Pacific Coast.
Is that G-Wagon?
Burned out SUV, another car there. And it comes with this warning from the National Weather Service, the particularly dangerous situation, the PDS warning. It's the highest the agency can issue, intended to invoke the highest level of urgency for residents to evacuate if indeed these brush fires that firefighters are trying to tamp down with these high winds of 70 miles an hour for the next possible 48 hours. We've talked to a captain with the LA Fire Department, Eric Scott. Here's what he said about the dangers people are facing. Listen here.
Oh, gosh.
This just stirs up all of the other embers because things are still burning. It's still active. And it's so dry because of these winds that the brush or fuel, if an ember lands on it, has a 65% of ignition. So we're chasing fires.
Wow. That's actually a lot higher than I thought. Now, the conditions we saw on Tuesday, which was like a hurricane of embers, we're all just hoping that's not what's going to happen tonight. Like, that's the best that anyone could do is just hope that is not the case. It, like, could be, though. Like, it could be something similar to that. But, I mean, the most anyone could do is just pray, honestly. Because there's nothing that you can't stop the wind. You cannot stop the wind. I mean, there is so much, like, obviously there are things that could have been done to prevent, like, to mitigate some of the damage done. But ultimately, wind plus fire, man, like, that's a combination that I've never seen like that in my life. You couldn't even, like, imagine a scenario like that without it happening. And it happened.
Now, back out here in Malibu, obviously, there's nothing left to burn here. The fire, Palisades fire, came across the hills and burned everything in its path till it met the Pacific Ocean. But you can see, we'll show you an image now here in Malibu yesterday. Sheriff Luna, who you played that soundbite, saw a firefighter he thought was in distress. Turned out
so crazy,
it was an individual who was not a fireman. He was arrested.
It's so
because
crazy.
You can't be in this area.
Oh, my
now,
God.
There was another incident. I want to show you this video of a man that was found with a blowtorch.
What's this?
ICE sources confirming
Woodland
to
Hills.
Fox. Turns out he was an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Oh. He's being held on probation, not charged with arson, but it is certainly complicating the issue here. As you can see, trucks, emergency fire trucks,
Wait,
and crews.
This is the guy that they caught in release, I think. Yeah, they had arrested, but I'm pretty sure they let him go, if I'm not mistaken. I never saw that entire clip, but yeah, the cops come like over here and then they pull him over and they released him, I believe. Had to double check. LAPD assistant chief said there wasn't enough evidence to arrest the man for arson or suspicion of arson. The man, however, was arrested on suspicion of a felony probation violation. Okay, well, that's what happened there.
Complicating the issue here, as you can see, trucks all a part of the complex situation with this high red flag warning on its way as we expect a press conference from Mayor Bass in the next hour. Dana?
Griff, thank you so much. And our next guest is promising looters will be prosecuted and punished to the full extent of the law.
What do you think? Me personally, I'm about to batten down the hatches and get all my lawn furniture out of the backyard and at least put it down because the winds are about to pick back up tonight. We're praying that no more big wildfires start. We just don't want more fires. If you are a person who wants more fires, you're a sick individual, and I hope you seek help. And as far as the people actually out getting there starting fires, well, I hope you all get caught, every single one of you, but I guess we'll see what happens. Otherwise, get in the comments. Let me know what you think.